The Word of Faith Netcast is on the air.
Well, praise the Lord. This is Dr. Bill Bailey, and this is the Word of Faith Netcast. I'm really glad you could join us on today's netcast. This is a very special netcast because I want to talk to you about several things, and I want to get into the Word and talk about some things that I really believe will be very important for you. So you hang in there for this whole show. I hope you are enjoying the quality of the show. We've improved it quite a bit in terms of the audio, in terms of the video, the lighting. I still am working on the lighting, but that's okay. All these technical things, a lot of people say, I don't care about that. Well, you know, some of us techie guys, we really do care about such things. So, and the better the quality. See, here's the thing. Many years ago, you've heard me talk about this before. Many years ago, Brother Kenneth Copeland was talking about excellence in ministry. We ought to be doing things at the highest level possible for the ministry. And so that's why I want to continue to increase the quality. If you go back and look at our older videos, which I'm almost embarrassed to have you do that for two reasons. One is the quality. The other is the fact that I was so much heavier back then. You know, praise the Lord. The Lord's brought me through a whole lot. I lost a lot of weight, and in fact, the weight that I lost incorrectly because literally I was starving, and so I wasn't getting the right nutrition. It affected my nails and my hair and my skin and my organs and a lot of other things because of that malnutrition. But praise the Lord, I bounced back from that, and I'm just doing so much better. But the thing is, I say all that to say this, that all those old videos, I am super heavy. And it's a little embarrassing to go back and see some of those. But the quality is what I'm talking about. Quality of those videos is not as good as what you're seeing today, which is a good thing. And like I said, I'm still working on the lighting. I may tweak it just a bit more. But I'm getting really pleased with where we're at in terms of the technology. And that's one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today. In terms of technology, not that you're necessarily interested in every detail of the program's technology that I've been talking about, but the fact that technology is available to ministers to preach the gospel. That's what I'm going to be teaching on down at the ICFM convention, the International Convention of Faith Ministries. And I'm going to be teaching on opportunities for ministries to use technology. Just like this video camera, this Canon DSLR, and just like this Audio-Technica headset with the microphone, and all the other technology that I brought together here to do this show, I'm going to be talking about that down in Fort Worth, Texas at Eagle Mountain International Church. Brother Copeland's church, Pastor George and Terry Pearson's church, I am excited about being able to teach in their facility at the ICFM convention on technology and ministry. It is a tremendous honor and one that I do not take lightly. Praise the Lord. Now, I say all that to say this, and that is, this program is probably the last opportunity that I will have to tell you about our special fund that we have to finance this trip. Harold and Peggy Cagle, founders of Word of Faith Radio, are going to be going, and we're going to be driving together, and we're going to be driving down there. We're going to rent a van. We're going to have to get gas. We're going to have to pay for accommodations. We ordered a bunch of USB sticks. So it's going to have Word of Faith Radio logo on it. It's going to have software that will play the station when you put it in your USB drives for the pastors that aren't as technical. They'll be able to play the radio station and get an understanding of the radio station. It's going to have brochures on that USB stick so they can get more information about the station. All of that, printed materials we're going to have. We're going to have a booth there at Eagle Mountain Church for ICFM. It's a big endeavor, a big endeavor. And I have really been praying and seeking the Lord as to how we can pay for this, because it is a lot of financial wherewithal to do this is required. So I believe the Lord gave me this idea for a GoFundMe page. Now, what GoFundMe is a organization or a service that you can set up, and a lot of people, you may have seen it on TV, heard about it, where they allow the crowd, you know, crowdfunding, lots of folks together can give small amounts of money, and those small amounts can total up together to finance a big project like this. We're believing for $2,500 to come in for this project. Now, as of the time I'm recording this, $100 has come in, and we're only 2 weeks away from the meeting. So you may say, Dr. Bill, how in the world are you going to go to that meeting if you've only raised $100 and you need $2,500 to cover all the expenses? Well, by faith is the answer. And so we're going to go. Our hotel bills have already been paid. We're going to go. And we're excited. We're looking forward to it. But we could use some help to do this. Amen. And I know if you were in my shoes, you'd be in the same situation. How am I going to pay for all of this in order to promote Word of Faith Radio? And you know, I talk about Word of Faith Radio a lot because my heart is in radio. I have said for many years that I have a radio anointing. I know that's not something you'll find in Scripture, but it's something that I have seen in my own life, is an anointing for radio to get on with audio like this and video like this. And, you know, the Holy Ghost just basically comes on me and I begin to speak and people's needs get met, questions get answered. That's just the Holy Ghost. That's not me. It's not because of Dr. Bill at all, okay? It's the Holy Ghost in operation, all right? But I'm a vessel and I'm available and I'm glad the Lord is using me in that regard. But if you'd like to get involved in this GoFundMe campaign, it is GoFundMe, right there on the lower third, GoFundMe.com/ICFMTrip. Now, that's all one phrase, ICFM, no space, T-R-I-P, ICFMTrip, just like you see it on the screen right now. If you would go to that website and contribute, I believe it'll be a blessing to you. I believe you will receive a full return on your giving, and it will certainly bless Harold and Peggy and myself to be able to go on this trip and not have to be concerned about the finances, not have to think about it at all, but just go and enjoy the trip, enjoy the fellowship down there, but be able to, this is the key, be able to reach hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands of ministers, because it's going to be a big convention. At least hundreds of ministers that are going to be there from all over the world. And I kid you not, we're talking about every corner of the earth. They are coming in to this convention. This is the International Convention of Faith Ministries. And it is a tremendous opportunity to reach these folks. And the great thing about internet radio is, it is internet radio. It goes all over the world. And we already know that we are reaching 170 countries. You heard that right. 170 countries with the Word of God being taught over Word of Faith Radio. It is tremendous. And that outreach can be increased and more people can be listening if they find out about it. So this is an important opportunity for you to reach folks with the gospel. This is a missions trip in a way because it's reaching the world. So I would encourage you, I'm not begging you here, I'm encouraging you to pray and to find out if God would have you contribute to this effort to go on this trip. We're going either way because we're going by faith, hallelujah, and God's supplying our needs. Every step, He's supplying the need. But it would be a tremendous benefit if you'd get involved as well. And see, it's great just to be part of this. To be part of this opportunity, you would be sowing seed into good ground that then in turn, you'll be blessed for your giving. I know I've done it. I had the opportunity to give into Brother Kenneth Copeland's Citation aircraft and become a part of the Citation group, you know, the elite group that was able to give toward that aircraft. And I did that. I was just a small part, but I was a part. Same thing with Keith Boer, his airplane that he's going to be using and is using now because he already has received it to reach the world. He's flying all around the world in this airplane, is capable of doing that. And I contributed into that. That was a small amount, you know, compared to the cost of that plane. But it was me becoming part of that bigger mission. So that's what I'm encouraging you to do. All right. And, of course, always check out Word of Faith Radio, WFR.org, as it says there on the lower third of the screen. Check that out. And then SpeakFaith.tv, I'm telling you, there's more and more interest in SpeakFaith.tv all the time. And I'm going to be talking to them at ICFM during my session, at the very end of the session. I'm going to present SpeakFaith.tv to them and let them see it and find out about it. And I just believe that's going to increase and add even more ministers. So this trip is critical to the expansion of Word of Faith Ministries, Word of Faith Broadcasting, which is Brother Harold and Peggy's ministry. You know, we do this together. This is not a one-man show. You know what I'm saying? We do this together for the glory of God. We're just vessels, and we're your representatives to all of these folks around the world that can hear Word of Faith Radio, that can watch SpeakFaith.tv. See, that's published around the world, too. So this is a worldwide ministry, and I encourage you to check that out. GoFundMe.com/ICFM trip, and if you would pray and ask the Lord what he would have you do, seriously, I would appreciate it. Hallelujah. All right, let's get into the Word today. We just in the time we have remaining, let's get into the Word, and I just want to share a few simple things with you that I've been meditating on lately. Let's look at Jeremiah 29:11. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Now, and I'm going to lean over here so I can see something I need to click on, so bear with me. There we go. I want to do a comparison here. I have to see around the camera, so I have to move. So bear with me on that. That's the one thing about running the camera yourself and having to do all this. You have to make some adjustments. But at any rate, listen to these different translations. The CSB translation, all right, CSB, that's the Christian Standard Bible. Now, this is a different translation, but it is a literal translation, and this is this scripture in that translation. For I know the plans I have for you. This is the Lord's declaration. So, in other words, he emphasizes this. Plans for your well-being, not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Glory to God. Now think about that. God is declaring to you. He is emphatically saying to you, I know the plans I have for you. Now God knows his own mind. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't receive instruction from men. That should just go without saying, but I need to remind some folks of that. A lot of people say, well, but I'll tell you what I believe, Dr. Bill. I believe that God did that to that person to teach them something. That's why they got sick. Matter of fact, you probably ended up in the hospital to teach you something. Well, I'll tell you, I'll tell you the truth. I learned some things from that hospital experience. I learned some things from almost dying. And the doctor said I only had a week to live. I did learn some things. Not all of them were good, but I learned some things, all right? But no, I learned some good things, too. I learned what trust in God really means to the depth of your own personal well-being and where you are in regards to knowing that you're going to heaven. That if the doctor says you've only got a week to live and the week's ticking by and you find yourself thinking, well, praise God, I may be out of here. But you know what? I have no fear. I have no doubts. I have no discouragement. The doctors were trying to give me medicine for depression because they knew what they were saying was depressing. But I said, I'm not depressed. Don't worry about me. I don't have to take that medicine. And they looked at me funny because I knew where I was headed. For me to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So I had no concerns in that regard. And now that I am back, and they're not saying, oh, you're going to die in a week. You know, everything, the prognosis is much better now, as you can tell. But the point is, now I look back on that and say, wow, you know, praise God. I really had no concern over the fact I was about to die. Well, that's encouraging. And so some would say, see, God put you there to teach you that. That's why you were there. No, I was there because, I'll tell you exactly why I was there. I know this to be true. I was there because I slacked off on the word. I'm just being straight out honest with you here. I slacked off on the word. I wasn't confessing the word as much. I wasn't studying the word as much. I was involved in a lot of other things, and they weren't bad things, but they weren't study and teaching the word of God. They weren't hearing the word of God. And so, I let things slip. And things can slip. And so, I found myself in this situation. Wasn't God's fault. It was not God's fault. Don't try to tell me it was. God is not the killer. God is not the stealer. God is not the destroyer. Jesus said very specifically in John chapter 10, verse 10, the thief cometh not but for to steal, kill, and destroy. Now, I know that's good King James, but you take it out of the King James. The thief only comes to do one thing. The devil only comes to do one set of things. Kill, steal, destroy. We have an enemy. And that enemy wants to destroy you. But what did Jesus say in that same scripture? I am come that you might have life. Now, that's the word Zoe in the Greek, which means life like God has it. Life and life more abundantly. See, God's all about an abundant life for us. That's why he says here in this scripture, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of affliction, to give you an end and patience. That's the DRB translation. Let me read you another translation. That's one of the things I wanted to do here. The ERB translation. This is another one. I say this because I know the plans I have for you. Now, this is God's plans. God's revealing to you his plan. A lot of people say, I wish I knew the plan of God. Well, here it is. The ERV says, I say this because I know the plans I have for you. This message is from the Lord. See, I like the way he emphasizes this. This message is from the Lord. I have good plans for you. I don't plan to hurt you. Now, that's a Selah moment if I ever heard one. You know, that's a Hebrew term that means stop and think about what was just said. So, Selah. I don't have any plans to hurt you, God says. I plan to give you hope and a good future. That's what God has for you. That's what God has for me. So, you want to know about Dr. Bill? He has a good future in store. He has hope. Amen. And hope's not a wishy-washy hope like the world has. I sure hope so. No, the word hope in the Bible means a constant, favorable expectation or anticipation. There's nothing ooey about that. There's nothing gooey about that. That is a firm foundation of hope, of a constant, favorable anticipation or expectation. Amen? Oh, praise the Lord. I trust you're seeing something in this. I trust you're seeing that God is not your problem. God only has good plans for you. But now the devil's your problem. But you know what James chapter 4, verse 7 says? Submit therefore to God. That's step one. Submit therefore to God. But then it says, resist the devil. And he, the devil, will flee from God? No, from you. Go look it up. James 4:7. Submit therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. And the devil's afraid of you. Oh my. Some people got all bent out of shape right there. Are you sure, Dr. Bill? The Bible says he will flee from you. Flee as in terror, the Greek says. Flee as in terror. That ought to encourage some of you. You can put the devil on the run by submitting yourself to God and resisting the devil. But you gotta resist. You gotta resist the devil. Not the Republicans. Not the Democrats. Not President Trump. Don't resist that. You know, they're gonna do what God's called them to do, hopefully. Praise the Lord. But, as far as you're concerned, resist the devil. Amen. Oh, some of you just got mad at me because I mentioned politics. Get over it. I don't care what your politics are. But I do think that whatever you do, you ought to look at the Word of God, find out what it says, and vote that way. Whatever that is. Okay? Vote that way. I'm not going to say Republican, Democrat, Independent, you know, Martian. I don't care. What I do care about is that you do what the Word of God says to do, which means supporting life, innocent life. That's biblical. I could show you scripture, chapter and verse on that. And supporting freedom, your individual freedom, okay, to do what God's called you to do. Amen. I'm not going to go any further than that, so don't get all bent out of shape with me here. But I will say this. Do what God's calling you to do. Do what's right. Vote what's right. Say what's right. Live what's right. You will be blessed. And God has great plans for you. Hallelujah. Well, we're out of time. We're going to have to go. Join us again next time. Remember, until then, to fulfill the Word of God.
The Word of Faith Netcast is brought to you by Word of Faith Ministries and our partners around the world.